saving money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Whether you're pouring a walkway, concrete slab, or setting a post, we have the right product at the best price to complete your project. Shop our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Three sides that you can make in under 30 minutes on Thanksgiving Day. It's Anna and Raven. A lot of people are hosting Thanksgiving this year when they usually don't because we have much smaller gatherings because of COVID.
Right. So that's why we're getting Chef Plum's turkey bailout all this week. Yesterday blew my mind with the turkey tips that you had, Chef. Today, I need to know, how am I going to dress the rest of this table?
It's Anna and Raven. Plum, we don't got time. We only got 30 minutes. What sides must be on the table and which one of those can we make with the time crunch?
It never fails when you're having family coming over. They're either late or they show up an hour and a half early, and nothing makes it worse than you show up early for Thanksgiving dinner. So if they're coming early, let's be ready for it. Let's be ready to fire these sides off. Let's be ready to get them fed and get them out, because there's a great football game on late night we want to watch. Check it out. One of the classics, super easy, you can make is a green bean almondine. I mean, come on, Anna, you know what that is, right?
No, I'm gonna guess it involves,
it's green beans, almonds, there's some almonds and, on top beans. It looks very nice. It shows well,
right, with a traditional beurre noisette. So you can sound really fancy when you say beurre noisette. Can you guys say it's French? Beurre noisette. Say
beurre noisette.
Yeah.
I have that album.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's right.
I play it backwards and Satan appears.
Happens all the time.
Even on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Beurre noisette, right? So basically it means brown butter. So all you're going to do is you're going to take your green beans, clean them, and the best way to clean them, take the beans, line them up evenly, slice it, then line them up evenly on the other side, slice it, done. Then what you want to do, you get a nice hot pan, put some butter in there, let that butter start to melt. I usually add a little bit of olive oil in there too. It helps the butter not burn. Toss your green beans in there, saute them with a handful of almonds, season it with salt, saute them, turn the heat down a little bit. Next thing you know, beautiful green bean almondine.
Wow. Did you tell me to literally line up my green beans?
Cut one side, cut the other. They're clean.
You got to line them
up. Listen, beurre noisette, I need a couple more side dishes. Don't dictate to him.
Okay, what's next?
Easy side dish, homemade mac and cheese. You can make this in about 15 minutes to play your cards,
like,
right?
The Kraft ones, like the ones in the box.
No. So we're not doing this right now. It's not going to be in a box, all right? And it's not in a box. You're going to cook that pasta like normal, then cool it. When you cook that pasta, do it in salted water. Oil in the water does nothing. Do not put oil in your water. Cook it in nice salted water, strain your pasta. In the pan next to it, you're going to make a really simple sauce that's going to coat that pasta with a beautiful cheese. It's delicious. It consists of making a roux. Raven, you know what a roux is?
It's like a sauce or a gravy or something, right?
Butter and flour. You're going to start with butter and flour, right? It's your thickener. Make your butter and flour. Make it nice and thick. You can do it brown. You can do it blonde. You can do it kind of in between. You want to start with that brown roux. It's going to happen on its own. Butter and flour. Then you're going to pour a little chicken stock in there. Bring that to a boil. It'll start to be a little thick. As it thickens up, put a bag full of Kraft cheddar cheese into it. Handful of salt. Mix it all up nice and neat. It'll be like very velvety. Toss it on top of your pasta. Put the pasta into a big container. Top with cheese. Put it in the oven. It takes 15 minutes. It's delicious.
I mean, you made it sound extravagant, though. Side three.
Next, making stuffing. One of the easiest thing you can possibly make is a stuffing, okay? Or dressing, if you come from down south, right? So take some bread. Tear your bread up into pieces and put it into a pan or a big casserole dish. Next, chop up a carrot, onion, and celery, okay? You want about a cup of each. Put it into a saute pan, saute it up. Take a little pinch of those herbs and some salt and pepper, put it with that carrots, onions, and celery. After that saute is down to where it's a little bit softer, pour that into the bread that you tore up in a million pieces, mix it all together with your hands, and then pour chicken stock all over it, right? Or turkey stock if you can buy that. Pour it all over the turkey stock, all over the bread, all over the vegetables you put in there. Season up a little salt and pepper, bake it in the oven for about 10 minutes. Boom. Super fast, easy stuffing.
And homemade. Look at how fancy I'll look. That's to my
four people in your house.
My table full of no guests because nobody's allowed.
I literally rattled that off like it's the easiest thing ever, and it really is that easy. I'm telling you, if you just don't overthink it, it's super easy.
Tomorrow we'll be talking, is Thanksgiving a drinking holiday? The drinks you should definitely have on your table with Chef Plum from the Food Network and Anna and Raven.